Shortly after a federal judge ruled the use of National Guard in Los Angeles illegal, President Donald Trump continues to look at other Democrat-run cities to take over, and he may have a new target, New Orleans, Louisiana. On Tuesday, Trump had talked about sending the military to Chicago or Baltimore. He said he would like to be invited by a governor asking him for help, in particular referring to Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker. But Pritzker replied he's not going to ask Trump to send in the military, and he made that clear in a Labor Day speech.
No federal troops in the city of Chicago! No militarized force in the city of Chicago! We're going to defend our democracy in the city of Chicago. We're going to protect the humanity of every single person in the city of Chicago. And we got the baddest freaking labor movement in the city of Chicago, birthed right here. We're going to take this fight across America, but we got to defend the home front first.
On Wednesday, Trump talked about a new target.
So we're going to be going to maybe Louisiana. And you have New Orleans, which has a crime problem. We'll straighten that out in about 2 weeks. It'll take us 2 weeks, easier than D.C. But we could straighten out Chicago. All they have to do is ask us.
New Orleans is a little different from the other places where Trump has sent or talked about sending troops. Unlike Los Angeles, Baltimore, and Chicago, New Orleans is in a red state. But like those cities and Washington, D.C., New Orleans does have a Democratic mayor. Trump says Louisiana's Republican governor wanted him to send in law enforcement, but city leaders are balking at the idea. City Councilmember Oliver Thomas noted that crime has decreased in New Orleans, and he calls the move very political or a major overreaction. Meanwhile, Washington, D.C.'s congressional delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton blasted Trump's deployment at the national capital, saying no emergency exists in D.C. that the president did not create himself.
President Trump declared a crime emergency in D.C. as a pretext for federalizing D.C.'s locally funded police department. He deployed more than 2,000 National Guard troops, put guns in their hands, and sent masked ICE officers to forcibly take community members from our streets. President Trump has used D.C. residents as props in a political play to showcase his own power.
She was speaking at a news conference in Washington where she was joined by Democratic lawmakers from around the country. Delia Ramirez is a congressmember from Illinois. She says sending the military to cities to suppress protests is the move of a wannabe dictator.
We don't want or need kings, dictators. We don't need the National Guard in Chicago or Baltimore or New York City. We will not be silenced and we will not bend the knee.
Democrat Judy Chu of California referred to federal judge Charles Breyer's Tuesday ruling that the use of the National Guard in Los Angeles was illegal. She calls Trump's moves a stunt costing taxpayers tens of billions of dollars.
Donald Trump is needlessly deploying thousands of troops and tanks onto our street to distract from the harms that his policies are causing. Never before in our nation's history has the military been used in this way. These are the tactics of a dictatorship.
As Trump looks at more targets, Democrats are looking to the courts and to legislation to rein in Trump's military moves on cities. And they're also urging people to be active. Governor Pritzker said on Tuesday, "Authoritarians thrive on your silence. Be loud for America." Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.